Money cannot buy happiness is the tired sentence that everyone hears whenever they bring up how billionaires should have to pay higher taxes in order to increase the living conditions of low-income people. And while that may be true to an extent, between people with an income that allows them to afford housing and food, I fail to see how money wouldn't help people who suffer from famine and homelessness. WHO reports that, as of 2019, 690 million people worldwide go hungry. Furthermore, besides the simple need of securing food for malnourished people, it is important to make sure that they receive nutritious food. The WHO estimates that 3 billion people cannot afford a healthy diet. Not only is it hard for billions of people to access healthy food, but an estimated 100 million people are homeless, with 1.6 billion people lacking adequate shelter, as reported by the Homeless World Cup Foundation, an organization which attempts to draw attention to homelessness using football. In Germany alone, estimates go up to 860,000 unhoused people, of which more than half of them are refugees. It is hard to argue that these people are happier than people who are otherwise housed and well-nourished, and we're talking about issues that are close to home and affect a significant portion of the human population. In an age where the supposedly richest man in the world, Elon Musk, mocks the idea of solving world hunger and denies the severity of a global pandemic publicly on his Twitter, it is hard not to see billionaires as the problem. And while Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Richard Branson have engaged in a sort of space race of the billionaires to seemingly escape exactly the problems that they create on Mars or on space habitats, the rockets they use only exacerbate the problem, with emissions per rocket surpassing what a normal income person will create in their lifetime. With the rapid onset of the climate disaster, famine and homelessness are set to drastically increase. And with the climate collapse looming on the horizon and a pandemic to go with it, uncertainty is high, and it is hard to see how the current and future malnourished and homeless, as well as today's low-income people, can experience any happiness. And if they can, how that can go on long-term. And with billionaires attempting to escape the problems that they help create, hoarding money and moving climate change along, it is high time that their money goes towards solving these issues instead of their decadent private endeavors.